Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm Yumi Steins, and I just want to announce up front that you are going to love me.
So much, you might break into spontaneous song.
I know, because I know that Christmas can be such a ball ache if you're the home cook, right? And you don't deserve that.
No, you don't. Expertly put, Yumi, you don't deserve that. And you need this recipe in your lives.
You can vouch for that. I know, and Simon so beautifully can vouch for it because your wife has made this recipe.
She has. She loves it, Yumi.
Yes. Okay, so it's Christmas pudding ice creams. I'm going to share it with you on today's 5-Minute Food Fix. I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
Happy Christmas.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
One of the things that you want to do for Christmas Day or any situation where you're entertaining is as much in advance as you can so that you can pull things either out of the fridge or the freezer and kind of set them out, and that's the whole entire thing done.
If I could do only that, Yumi, at Christmas, that's my idea of heaven.
Here's a turkey popsicle. Enjoy. It's gross, but yeah. So one of the things that I created for a cookbook was Christmas pudding ice creams. So it's a bit of a creation that you need to do at least the day before, but if you want, you could do it like 6 weeks before and it would be fine in your freezer. But what you need is enough space in your freezer for a 6-hole muffin tray. So assuming you're feeding 6. If it's 12, obviously you've got to scale up.
Get a bigger freezer.
Oh, Simon is so angling to get a chest freezer.
This might get me over the line. So I'm going for it.
Mark my words, by 2023, the man is going to have a chest freezer. Trust me. So picture this. You've got your 6-hole muffin tray.
Yes.
And you want to get a good store-bought Christmas pudding. And often they're gifted to you where you're like, oh, God, someone's given us a Christmas pudding. What am I going to do with this thing?
We always have an extra one sort of lurking away from the previous Christmas.
And they don't go off. So they can lurk for quite a long time. I also am finding that they're more and more bougie and artisan, and the farmer's market is doing them and someone's fundraising with some. So there's always a good excuse to buy a Christmas pudding from the shops. What you want to do is slice discs of this pudding that will fit perfectly into the fat end of the muffin tray.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can do that.
Yep. So that's going to be something to set aside for in a sec. You want a 0.5 liter of the fanciest vanilla ice cream that you can buy.
I can do that. I will struggle not to eat it in advance, but I can do that.
Yep. So let that soften for about 10 minutes on the counter and then tip it out into a bowl. Now, any off cuts from cutting out those circles of Christmas pudding, you can mush through the vanilla ice cream and then add between 0.5 to 1 teaspoon of Christmas spice, which is a lot like Halloween spice. It's like cloves, cinnamon, nutmeg kind of vibes. Yep. So you're mixing that through the ice cream as well. So suddenly this ice cream has a bit of a Christmassy aura.
It does. It does. It's basically got little jingle bells going around it, doing something with it. It's feeling very Christmassy.
Yeah, it's going on. Okay. So next thing you want to do is oil spray that muffin tin.
Yes.
And if you're really worried, another thing you could do is put plastic wrap into it, okay, because you're going to need to pop out the ice creams in a future point. But I don't think you need to do the plastic wrap, and I'd prefer to argue against using single-use plastic for this particular dish.
Mm-hmm.
Spoon the ice cream into each muffin hole, leaving enough room for that disc of Christmas pudding to go on top. And basically that's the whole thing.
So it's just ice cream at the bottom, compacted down, this lovely disc of Christmas pudding on the top.
On the top. Pop the whole lot in the freezer.
Yeah.
Now, on the day that you need these Christmas pudding ice creams, they're going to be inverted and served upside down. So the Christmas pudding will be on the base and the ice cream will be on the top. If they're looking stuck, you can loosen them with a knife by running a knife in a circle around that muffin hole. And then also, and this is what I have done in Christmases past, run some water, warm water, over that side of the muffin tin. Yeah. So the food doesn't get wet, but that side does get loosened up a bit with some warm water. Then they'll pop out, you serve them on a plate. And to be fancy, Simon, because you can picture them, they do look a bit Christmassy already. You put a cherry on top because that Christmas colour, a mint leaf for the green.
For the holly.
For the holly, and then some store-bought custard, because I can't be bothered making the custard, poured around it or over the top, and that is like just jingle bells right there.
Merry Christmas, Yumi.
Happy Christmas to you, Rudolph. I mean, Simon.
I want one of these now.
I know. I'm kind of really into Christmas pudding. I love the flavours. I love the festivity of it, but I also love that this is cold and icy for Christmas Day.
On a hot Australian Christmas Day, this is just perfect.
See a picture on our 5-Minute Food Fix Instagram, and don't forget to share this idea with your friends. They'll love you sick for it.
Ho, 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 ho.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.